currently in the hospital, and it's a total mayhem. There are many wounded people being brought here. So far, the doctors say 38, three of whom are in critical condition. But of course, the numbers are not complete. All of the hospital rooms that I saw full of patients whom the doctors are trying to help. I spoke to several patients, and their story is pretty consistent. They're saying that after the funeral procession in Sitra was over, people moved back to the capital, and then they tried to get to the road that leads to Pearl Roundabout for the evening prayer. And as they approached this road and started praying, the army and police came against them and started shooting tear gas and rubber bullets and live ammunition. The fact that live ammunition was used is being confirmed by at least two doctors whom I spoke to, who said that based on the patients that they treated. Just like with the Pearl Roundabout, the police prevented the ambulances from reaching the area. I just interviewed several paramedics who said that they tried to get there in their ambulances, were stopped. One group of ambulances was stopped by the police. Another group was stopped by people in civilian clothes with guns. And in both cases, the drivers of the ambulances, the paramedics, were told to turn around or otherwise they would be shot. As a result, hospital expects many more patients because they believe that there are many more wounded left there who simply cannot reach the hospital at this moment.